Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special source for Rabbi Yosef Ben Moshe Chaim. Torah says, Parshas Ki Seitzel, an arrow l'sas adar, when a girl's raped, you shouldn't do anything to her, you shouldn't punish her. Why? It's not her fault. The Sifri learns, the mamet shepem patra kosev min hamisa, she's patura mi misa, not only is she patura mi misa, but she is also patura mi malkus, she's also patura min hakarban, she's mamish patura all around, she's gevaldik. She didn't do anything wrong. So that is the Medrash Sifri. From this parsha, the Chacham or Medaktek, that whenever the Torah, every person does a maisa ba'ones, the Torah is not mechayev, ones rachman apatri, shenemrol, an aral asas, a darvan adarm chav zayin, bavakam chav chesam at beiz, that was a zar nadalad amad aleph, and it's a mitzvah in the main 11 of the Rambam, shesiranu me anush ha'ones, al-chet she'asach, reisha ha'yonos ha'aseyu, for one where you sell an aral asas, a dover, who was an hedge, an aral rachman apatri, shenemrol, an aral asas, a dover. So you see in the Rambam, the laws say to punish somebody who's honest, a person's innocent. What he wants from his life, or her life. Mela, the person is pater. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Kol mi shechayav, v'shal sedar v'shechayav en alav misas beizdin ba'oines, ein beizdin mei misin osa, v'filo hayam mitzvah shiharik val yavu, or vafal pi shechila es Hashem, hovu anus einu nerag, shenemru l'naru lo sas sedar. So somebody who does something, he's chayav misas beizdin, but he does it ba'oines, we don't kill him, even if it's a mitzvah v'harik val yavu, even though he's mechal shem shamayim. And since he's anus, he's not nerag, as it says, well, an arul asas a dover, so it's her lebezin shalo yanshu anus. So it's her and the bezin, they shouldn't punish somebody who's anus. On the other hand, in Ochos Yisodiyat Torah, the Rambam says, in addition to saying that if somebody says yaharig val yavor, and a person's oiver, he's mechalas Hashem, but because he was anus, mele, we don't kill him, we don't give him malchus, as it says about somebody who gives his son over to Molech, that would deserve an answer, and Santi has Panai Be'ishahu. I'm going to turn my face towards that person, and that means not if he's honest, not if he's shog, not if he's muta, only if he is b'meizin, and for his kochav machamura, we pater him b'meizin. So certainly, Mises Beizdin, other Misamuras Betora, and by Arias it says, Ulenaira lo sased dover. So we have to be ma'ayin. Why the Rambam needed two psukim in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah v'nasati aspanai b'shehu and u'v'naru lo sased dover mashen kein in Hilchas Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam sufficed with one pasuk. So Rav Asher Weiss, on whose shir we're basing this shir, explains that if just by nara morasa, by just by that din who's raped, could say that it's only midin beizdin, to earn the beizdin shouldn't punish her. But maybe shemaim they do punish if a person's honest, therefore we have an asati as panai b'ishahu. Sanhedrin, we're talking about dinei beizdin, so therefore we only bring that pasuk in Yisodei HaTorah, we say even from shemaim the person's pater. So the Atar is even talking about Mishpat Shemayim, so therefore we bring the pasuk about from Shemayim your potter. Whereas by Hilchas Sanhedrin, we're talking about Mishpat Bnei Adam. We just bring Lenar Lasas Adar Alt Beisdin. So we have to understand what the gedder of Onus is. We know there are two sugyas of Onus. One is that a person's guf is a kli la'avera bal korcho. Like, for example, they took a person, they bowed him down in front of the Avodah Zarah, or they shtupped some unkosher food in his mouth. So there he's honest on the Etzem HaMaisa. That's not us at all. But sometimes they force a person, they say, if you don't do it, we'll kill you. If you don't Mechal Shabbos, we'll kill you, Chas Shalom. That's a different type of honest. So one could say, he is guilty. Why did he do it? Should have died. Teretz is no. No. Person's not going to be considered, not going to be punished. Because since they were doing it under the threat of death, Potter. Now, it's interesting, the Rambam, he says on one hand, like we read, that if he's over ba'anus, there's no malchus, there's no mises beisdin, he's anus. On the other hand, it says that a person is not allowed to be misrape with the three major averis. The only way he'll get better is by avodas kochavim, gila rayos, shfichus tam, mechavesa. Say it's part of avodah zarah to eat certain food, so he eats that food. So what's the din? Din is that he's chayv misa. Honshin also based in. So they're all they're also he's doing it out to honest. So why is he punished if he's misrape the gimel averus, but he's not punished if he's threatened to do the gimel averus and does it under the duress of death? So the chiluk would be pashut, like the Or Sameach says, others, that in the case of the being misrape, nobody's forcing him to do anything. There, he willingly does it. Nobody forcing him. That's what the Gemara calls of a basra, mem zayin unsa denafshe. He's forcing himself. Such an instance, he's liable. Therefore, if he sells because he feels like he really needs the money, it's a good sale. Other people force him, that's not a kinyan. It's other people forcing you. But if you do it on your own, even if you do it because you need the money, but that's your own choice, so mimela, that's considered your mice, that's not a proper onus. So that's in the case of misrape, but in the case of when they say either do this avera will kill you, there they're actually forcing you to do the avera. Say, be better do this avera. Better do this avera. There they're forcing him to do the avera. So he can get out of it by dying. But they're really forcing him to do the avera. He can just get out of it by dying. So that's considered honest. But if it's misrape, nobody's forcing him to do anything. Famous Maisa and the Nodeb Yehud and the Shvus Yankiv, there were these bandits that came, they were going to kill all the people, and a woman came along and she said, listen, I'll perform for you certain favors related to my body, and you leave everybody alone. She was a married woman, so she's also around her husband. Why? Because she put herself in that situation. They didn't ask for it. So Mimela, it's usher. She's usher to her husband. Because that's unsa denafshe. This we could be miyashiv the shach. Ksub islamet gimelamet beis. It says that if they had given malchus to Hanani Mishal Bazar, they would have bowed down to the tzelem. Surim are so shreklich, so terrible. So here the Rishonim are medakteik, Tosis, others, that Yisurim are considered honest. They're miyash or somebody over mitzvah Torah is like honest. So the Shach says that sakonis aver is because sakonis nefesh. And if the goyim say either serve avodah zarah, you have to serve avodah zarah. If you don't serve avodah zarah, cut off your hand. It's onus upater. Because onus yisurim is considered onus. But the Achronim asks, Chavisiyoi or others, Mipashtis ha'alocha, Ein orachayim chshin chavches if yitzayin, Ein mechalanes ha'shabbos, B'melocha d'arayis v'mokam sakonis eivar. So sakonis eivar is not sakonis mavis. How can you, the Shach, say, in Yeradei HaKufin and Zayin Tziv Katan Gimel, that sakonis eivar is kisakonis nefesh? We see in Hilchos Shabbos that it's not, you're not mechal Shabbos sakonis eivar today. We're afraid that it's gonna spread to the rest of the body, so it's sakonis nefesh. But theory, if you knew, it would just be limited to that eivar. Now it'll be mechal Shabbos. So how could the Shach say sakonis eivar is sakonis nefesh? So the answer is that here be'etzim, they're forcing him to do this aveira. They're forcing him to serve avodah zarah. He can get out of it by having his hand cut off. But be'etzim, they're forcing him to serve avodah zarah. So therefore, the Shach Paskin, that since they're forcing him to serve avodah zarah, he's honest. He's mamish honest. You're right, by Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, sakana seiva, we're not allowed to be machal Shabbos. But here they're forcing him to serve avodah zarah. And they're saying, get out of it by doing what? By well, cut your hand off. But he's not obligated, but he's considered honest because they're forcing him to serve the avodah zarah. And you can't say just walk away and don't do it and they won't do anything to you. They will, they'll do something to you that's as painful as death. So in Shabbos we say that don't be b'chal Shabbos b'malacha d'arayis b'makam sakana sever. But here it's different. Here there's an honest involved. It's being forced. It's considered coercion. They're forcing him to do it, and if not, cut off his hand. That's coercion. There's a famous shaila of a person who's on his gamor, but he would have done it anyway. Is he considered honest? I have this shaila with a doctor. A person wants to use a doctor, a Jewish doctor who's not from. Should he use a Jewish doctor who's not frum, or a frum doctor to save his life? What's the difference? The frum doctor is totally honest. He doesn't want to be mechal Shabbos at all. He has to. The non-frum doctor, he would have been mechal Shabbos anyway. He'd be sitting at home now, turning the channels on his television set. So maybe he's not considered honest. Some people hold that way. That's a big discussion in Achronim that we're not going to get into now. Famous Hafla, Ksuvus Gimel Amud Aleph, where he says that he's Marech Berayis, Misugis HaGemara, that Ptur Ones is only in a place of Moras Ruach, Veheder, Korotzen, Lasiyas HaMais, he doesn't want to do it at all. It's all totally in his Ratzen. So even if there's an external Ones, but if he wanted to do it, it's not considered Ones. There's also a famous discussion in Achronim, if Ptur Ones is only Meonah Shachet, or the Etzim HaMaisa is not considered a Maisa. And you see at the beginning of Ksubis that there's a Din Ones, even the Gabi Mishpatei HaTanayim, he considers someone an Ones, he makes a Tanai, he's going to come within 30 days, gave a get, otherwise it'll be a get. If it doesn't come in 30 days, get his chal, and then he's honest. So there we talk about dinei ones. So if ones were just a matter of onesh michet, so then what does it have to do here? We're not talking about onesh. If Onus Rachmana Patre is only a din in Onesh. So what does it have to do with Mishpatei Tanaim? So it must be that it also is it means the Etzema Maisa isn't considered a Maisa. And therefore we can apply it to the case of Onus Begitten, Mishpatei Tanaim. Ochanan Kovitz Shiurim Ksubis Oshei. And Tolyot Beis discusses this, and he says it's a raya for the Chem de Shlomo or Chaim Lamed Ches, the famous tshuva of the Chem de Shlomo, that a maisa that's done bones, it does isn't misyachis to the oise. Maisa is only yours if you meant it, and therefore, if a person meant to come and he didn't, so that's ones, it's not his maisa. Brings a raya from the Rivashinus Chuvis, who writes that somebody's over Aver Ba'onis and he's not Nanash, he's also not Nifsalaidus. Why not? I did a Maisa Isser. The answer is because it wasn't his Maisa, says Rebbe Chanan. We can say no, maybe it really was a Maisa, just wasn't a Chait. Nechem de Shlomo, he's Mevara, the famous Sugin of Zara, Daf Nandalid. That a behemish of the Israel bonus lo nifslam al kribal agabim is beach. Why maisa nasa bonus is not considered a maisa? We can say no, really it is considered a maisa. There's no chait here. His onus is no chait, but there is a maisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel asks from Doraisa, Simin Yad Gimel proves from Rav Kamal Lametes Amaral of Shorat Stadion. Enochayev Mishan Amrakiyuch v'leigash leigichu. If they have these bullfights and they make the bull cause someone else damage, so he kills. So we don't kill the animal. Even though normally we would. Why? Ki yigach v'dol shiagichu. So even though we're not talking about dinei onshim, we're talking about what we do to the animal. We're talking about dinei maisa. But it says the negicha sashor is not considered negicha, because a maisa that's some bonus is not a maisa. We don't know that really a maisa is some bonus is a maisa, but here we have a special gzeirus hakosuf ki yigach v'lo shiagichu. If he's brought upon him, then it's not considered his maisa. And then there's a big discussion in the Achronim about a mitzvah essay. If a person's honest, is he not considered a chayiv at all, or he's bar chiyuva and he's just pater? There are various nafkaminas. We learn a chagiga, tavtes amar aleph, somebody who's lame on the first day, is pater me'olas riyah. If he got better in the middle of the holiday, he's not chayv v'tashlum, since he wasn't a bar chayv on the first day. If somebody who's nanas on the first day, then he does have tashlum, so you see that he is a bar chayuva. If he wasn't a bar chayuva, he wouldn't have tashlum. Hilchas Tfila, Taz, somebody who's onein, Bizman HaTfila, he's not chayv to be mashlim, to tashlumen. But other ones he is. Why? Because Avelus, he's completely out. But an Onus, he's chayv, he just can't do it right now. He's nenas v'lo spalam spal shtaim, because he's chayv batsim. Shulchan Aruch reish tzadi zayin, somebody who can't smell can't be mevarach al b'sam unless he wants to be motzi b'nei beiso shigil l'chinuch. So you see, he could be motzi acherim. He's considered a bar chiyuva. You know, the Mishnah Berurah says that many argue, they argue for a different reason. Because this whole Iker Bracha in Bachiyuv, on the Mela there's no Din Arvus, but if the Bracha was Bracha Chiyuvis, then there would be Arvus he'd consider Bar Chiyuva, even though he's honest. Yuvamis, Ayin Amar Aleph, Tosin Machalik, between Orlis, Shalob Ismana, Shemutr Lechol B'Truma, for the eighth day, or Mesu Echov Machmas Mila, even though he's honest, if his brother died because of Mila and you can't do the bris Mila on this person, we say that even though he's anus, he's not allowed to eat truma because he's considered an aral. You see that batsim is a bar chiyuva. Unlike a person shaloi gives mana, who's not a bar chiyuva. But v'basri yid gimel amad aleph tosis is mevayr. Why chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin your koyfer ab l'shacharo? Because of sheves, in order you should be able to get married. Why does the Gemara say sheves? What about piri v'rivia? Pasuk from the Torah. And the answer is that he's pater from this mitzvah. Why is he pater from this mitzvah? Because lisa shivcheinu yachol, lisa v'ascharinu yachol. Can't be koyfer rabbi l'shachar while it's piri v'rivia. Choyretz tamua, ko Yisrael reim zebazeh. So why don't we force him to be m'shachar this eved? So the choyretz mashman that we're not koyfer because he's not a bar chiyuva. However, we can be doich, it's not a riot at all. And since he's on us and pater, we're not koyfer rabbi l'shachar. It's not that he's not a bar chiyuva. Maybe he is a bar chiyuva, but since he's honest, we're not a koyfer rabbi l'shachara. So yesh harbe la'arich b'zeh, but the yisod is the bottom line that l'chora, someone who's honest, is still considered a bar chiyuva, and therefore stomi has to do tshuva. Other nafkaminas, we should be zeh chamir t'shem. We had a shir on this maybe 10-12 years ago. Should all be zochem et Hashem lul modu lamed lishma v'lasul kaimus kol divrei tzamut toras v'yahavo. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.